Third parak of Eruvin Mishnah Gimel. We're learning the halachas of Eruvin Kumen. The way it works is you put your food down in a place outside of the city, and that becomes your dwelling area, and you have a tchum around the food you put down. The food has to be in a place that you can get to the food on Shabbos. Now, if the food is on a tree and the tchum that you want is on the floor, so it may be considered a situation that you cannot get to your food. In other words, you can't bring your food to your dwelling area. Why? Because the tree is considered Rishus HaYochel, and the dwelling area on the bottom of the tree is Rishus HaRabin, and now they carry from Rishus HaYochel to Rishus HaRabin. That's what the Mishnah says. Nisonoi ba'ilam l'malam yasar tfochim. He put his erev in a tree which is more than 10 tfochim tall, and we're talking about the trunk is more than 4x4 wide. So therefore the tree, it's not Rishus HaYochel, and erev for erev. His erev is not erev because he wants to make his erev not in the tree. He wants the place that he's going to live in is on the floor, and he cannot bring it down from the tree to the floor. If it's less than 10 tfachim below the ground, above the ground, this tree or tree stump, then his eruv isn't a good eruv because it only involves carrying from a camel to Rishus HaRabin, and that's only Yisrael Rabbanim. Our mission is going according to the Rebbe that they weren't going to Shvus Yisrael Rabbanim Ben Hashmoshes. Since the eruv takes effect Ben Hashmoshes, and Ben Hashmoshes he can take the food down onto the ground, therefore it's a kosher eruv. They put into a pit in the ground, even if it's 100 amas deep, the Erev is the Erev. Now obviously this seems to contradict the first statement of the Mishnah. A bar which is 100 amas deep, and the Lechayez is Yachid, assuming that the bar is 4x4. So if we're going to be, one way of saying it is the bar is talking about that it wasn't 4x4, and therefore you know it's very deep, it's a mokum to it. But the Gemara has another answer that is talking about the bar is situated in a caramelist. And therefore, even though the bar is a shus yachad, but to carry from inside the bar to the area on top of the bar is a drabonim because you're carrying from a bar to a caramelist. Yeah. The sana v'roish hakona oi v'roish hakundis. He put it on top of some reed or bamboo or some beam. This mantra tells us for knowledge if this piece of wood is not growing from the ground, it's just stuck into the ground. I feel going to may amas I raise the area. Even if it's 100 amas tall, it's an area because it's not a Rishus HaYochid. Even if you have a platform on the top of it, since you have no machitas, it's not a Rishus HaYochid. And therefore, you can carry from on top of that platform to the Rishus HaRabim underneath it. A son of a migdol, you put it into a box, and you lost the key, so now it's locked up. So in order to get it, you have to break the lock. Still, I raised the area. The Gemara says it's talking about a case where it didn't have a real lock, a lock that was made out of ropes, and all you have to do is cut the ropes. That type of kilkel is only Yisrael HaRabonon, and therefore it's permitted Ben HaShmoshes. When the air will take effect, and therefore the air is a good air because you can get your food out of this box in a shmushes by cutting off this knotted rope that's around it. The leza oime and maybe a dash of fat and koime ain't a rameh. The leza is more stringent. He says that that if the key, if you didn't have the key, then the air is not the air. Why is he so machmir over here? And the lesson says that you have another problem of carrying the knife. He holds that you're not allowed to carry a knife which is made for cutting food to cut ropes. So since you have a combination of two shvus, you have one is the drabbanon of carrying the knife, is it a drabbanon two of cutting the ropes? The combination of the two shvus together is too much, and he held that it's also to do ben shmoshes. And since you cannot, according to his rabbi's opinion, you cannot open up this box on Ben HaShmoshes, you basically cannot get to your food on Ben HaShmoshes, and therefore the air is not good.